Joining us now on the HRNP guest line, Bill Romanowski, four-time Super Bowl champion, founder of Nutrition 53. You can check him out at nutrition53.com. Bill, thanks so much for joining us. Obviously, the big story today in the NFL, Brian Flores filing a complaint against the NFL, the Giants, the Dolphins, the Broncos, John Doe teams 1 through 29. What were some reactions you had whenever you heard this news?
My reaction was this. I was like, right out of the gate, my initial thinking was, this guy's never going to get another job in the NFL for as long as he lives. And another thing was, this is a damn good football coach. And what a shame. And then I think the Rooney Rule is really got issues. And they need to make it better. And I also think there needs to be a mentoring program for, these young African-American coaches. Because the numbers speak for themselves. These are great football coaches, and there needs to be a lot more African-American men as head coaches in the NFL, period.
Great stuff, Bill. I with all of your experience, and you know, I have experience in the NBA, but not like yours in the NFL, but I know that a lot is being made, too, of Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, trying to quote-unquote recruit a soon-to-be-available quarterback. And, of course, here, some people thought it was Deshaun Watson, other people saying it's Tom Brady. It doesn't matter. The bigger thing to me is you played the game. You know players talk amongst players, but you also know as well as I do in all of professional sports, before the deadline comes, there are conversations that are had. How much of a big deal should we make of that?
You know, I don't know if you put too much on that. But at the end of the day, another thing that they've got to be, a head coach has got to be able to do, is he's got to be able to handle the politics of the position. And he's got to be able to get along with the owner, got to be able to get along with the general manager. And so that aspect of it, in Brian Flores' case, really hurt him. Because clearly this is a guy, stubborn, hard-nosed, football guy, that I don't feel he played the political game very well.
Bill Romanowski joining us on the HRNP guest line, founder of Nutrition53.com. How about the side of the story where the Dolphins owner Stephen Ross offering Brian Flores $100,000 to lose games? Hugh Jackson saying that same thing happened in Cleveland. You're seeing that there's money offers. If this is true, that owners are paying their coaches the reverse incentive to lose in order to tank, how much of a slap of the face of the NFL is that in terms of integrity?
You know what? It gives them a black eye for sure. That's the last thing you would want coming out. As I'm listening to that this morning, I was like, okay, if you are going into the very last game, and if you lost the last game, and that gave you a potential generational pick, I could see the thinking behind it, but the thought of going into a football game, trying to lose it, oh, man. You know what? I see the thinking and the logic, but as a football player, as a warrior, as a guy that took the field for 16 years and had trust in my coaches to put me in a position to win, and I mean win every single game I went out there to bust their ass for, that one hurts. And like I said, I can see the rationality and the thinking, but it just doesn't work with me as a competitor.
Bill, as a competitor, and you just said it, you put all that trust into your coaches. And you talk about a situation here in Houston where a year of David Kelly and they already decided to make a change. But now the hot rumor out there is that Josh McCown, with no NFL coaching experience, with only a career as a backup quarterback in the NFL, is being considered as a head coach in the NFL. What are your thoughts on that?
You know what? There is a trend right now to hire really young people, young guys, you know, like, hey, Kyle Shanahan was part of that trend and has had success. And McVay is another one. There's a lot of young head coaches right now. And when you say that about Josh McCown, I'm like, God, I don't see how he is ready to take this on yet. But if he had great football players, even bad coaches, even coaches with not a lot of experience, can look really good if they got great football players to coach. And I just don't think they are there yet.
Bill Romanowski joining us on the HRMP guest line. Going a little off topic here with you, Bill. The NFC Championship game. You see the Rams beat the 49ers. Jimmy Garoppolo leading, I hesitate to say leading the 49ers to that spot, but a quarterback who's been more than serviceable for San Francisco. And the writing's on the wall. They're going to move on for him, go to Trey Lance, who they used all the draft capital to trade up to number three. What are your thoughts on San Francisco so easily moving on from Jimmy G?
You know what? It's one of those tough business decisions, you know, that they made. Literally, they made that decision last year. And through this year, the way it worked out, they needed Jimmy G, and Jimmy G stepped up for them. He just didn't step up in the last drive when you needed to make it happen. And I think if they would have won that football game and potentially would have went on to win the Super Bowl, then I would be like, I don't think you can get rid of this guy now. But that decision was made last year. The 49ers, you know, Kyle Shanahan, they're on a path, and a really good path, to being a dominant force, you know, in their division, you know, which is a really strong division, as we all know, for the next, you know, 5 to 8 years to come. And if they hit it with Trey Lance, hey, he's a guy that could be around the league for another 15, 20 years.
Bill, it's Groundhog Day today, and we were just talking about on the show from a Houston perspective, what's the one memory that if you could continue to relive it over and over again as a Houston sports fan, would it be? But you, with multiple Super Bowl titles with different organizations and all the experiences that you had, if I said, hey, you can go back on Groundhog Day and take one memory from all of your career and otherwise that you can relive over and over again, which one would you pick?
Fourth down in the Super Bowl against Brett Favre. I'm playing with the Denver Broncos in an all-out blitz. You know, I hit Brett Favre as he's throwing the football. John Mobley knocks down the pass, and right there we win the Super Bowl. And the greatest highlight of my life, the greatest memory of my life, the greatest high of my life. And it was something I will never forget.
Well, at least we agree that it's something neither one of us will ever forget, Bill, because it also is one of the most devastating memories of my life as a Packer fan, but I can appreciate where you're coming from.
Oh, yeah. No, I get it. For all the cheeseheads out there, I know that one hurt.
Yes, it did.
That was a great answer, though, Bill. I loved it. Speaking of the Super Bowl, what are some thoughts you have on this one coming up? Bengals, new look team, Joe Burrow trying to get his first, obviously. Rams and Matt Stafford trying to get his first. What are some early thoughts you have of the Super Bowl coming up a week from Sunday?
Early thoughts are, I don't think Cincinnati's defense gets enough credit. And man, oh man, are they good. I think it's going to be a heck of a football game. I think both quarterbacks are pretty comparable. You know, I'd maybe give Joe Burrow a little bit of an edge, but, you know, the experience of Matthew Stafford, you know, and him getting to this game, their coaching staff, that's all, you know. But you also saw in this game, in the past game against the 49ers, is the Rams' defensive line could not get to Jimmy G until the very last drive. So I think it's going to be a really good football game. I think it's going to be a close football game. And I think Cincinnati will edge out the Rams in this game. And they're a young, hungry football team that Burrow has got them thinking they can beat anybody. And with who they beat in their playoff run, it was pretty impressive to see what they did against the Chiefs.
Bill, great stuff. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes and joining the Killer Bees, and hope to catch up again down the road.
Awesome. Take care, guys.
You got it. Bill Romanowski, four-time NFL Super Bowl champion, founder of Nutrition53.com.